A few years ago, when I was at Christ Church Cathedral, I preached one Christmas Eve, and I informed the congregation that I liked country music. Aghast in the cathedral. He liked, the dean likes country music. Anyway, the funny thing was afterwards, people would come up to me and go, I like country music too. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, that's an introduction to, because there's a country song that was on the radio, and I think it, in some way, not entirely applies to us today, because it says, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. So buy me a boat. And we're about boats today, I think, in the story from the Gospel. And because we are islanders, boats are very much part of our life and part of what we see in the surrounding waters, in the rivers, in the lakes, in the ocean. Canoes, we might not own a canoe, but we see canoes. We might not own a kayak, but we see kayaks going down rivers. We see paddle boards, we might not be on paddle boards. Probably a wise thing. All of those vessels are out there for us to see. And of course, if we want to leave this island, we have to go on a boat. And we have to go across on a ferry. Very much part of where, who we are. I know that some boats people use as their houses. Excuse me. And that's fine. But I don't want to talk about boats as houses today. Because I think for us as a church, there's a danger to think that this boat that we travel in, because the symbol of the early church of itself was a boat, that the Christians were in a boat on a journey through life, through the waters of life and the storms of life. But I don't want you to think of this boat as being the final destination. I want you this morning to think about there's another destination for us. And we have to get out of this boat and what that means for us in the years ahead. What does it mean to get out of this boat? I grew up in the west coast of Scotland. Shipbuilding was huge in those days. And the whole kind of town celebrated when there was a launch. The yard shut down, everybody went to the water to watch the launch of a ship. So ships are very much part of that. But ships are always very much part of people leaving Scotland. In the Tale of the Bank, which is just off Greenock, the Empress liners used to leave and take people to new lands and take people away. Those people who left knew that they weren't going to stay, but they were going to a new experience in a new way, that ultimately they had to get off the boat. And the boat doctor had to get off the boat and do that. And to a greater or lesser degree, there was a positive aspect about that and a negative aspect about those immigrants coming from other lands. But as Anglicans, we have a history of people getting off boats. So we do. St. Columba, from Ireland to the island of Iona, went by boat. And he got off. And he got off in Iona and he started spreading the gospel throughout Scotland and right down into Northumbria. And from the other end, Augustine came from Rome at the direction of the Pope and he landed in Kent. Wasn't Kent then, but he landed in Kent. And he settled in Canterbury, which is a see of our communion. And then they started spreading the gospel around. So people who get off of boats are very much a part of who we are. Never meant to be accommodation. Always meant as a vessel for transportation to a new place. And Peter gets out of the boat. He sees Jesus and he gets out of the boat. I always wonder what happened to the other disciples. Why didn't they get out of the boat? They just sat there and watched Peter. But Peter has the courage to get out of the boat. And that's what I'm going to encourage us today, is to get out of the boat and to look at new ways as we move ahead of being a church. We often hear this story through the criticism of Jesus, Peter not having enough faith. But Peter had already demonstrated extraordinary faith as he stepped out of the boat. After all, he was the only disciple willing to climb out of the boat. The others remained where it was safe. Peter stepped into the water because he trusted Jesus. So perhaps Jesus' questioning of Peter has not to do about his faith in Jesus, but his faith in himself. Do you have the faith in yourself Peter, to carry on and to do this. And instead of looking at the waves and looking around him, Jesus encouraged Peter to look at him, to keep his eyes focused on him. Don't become overwhelmed by the wind and the waves. Don't let fear drown out your confidence. Don't forget the one who has called you and still is present with you. His doubts were not simply about Jesus. It was about whether he himself could continue to live into the calling of Jesus and the calling that he had given him. How often is that our story? We're called to new ways, new directions, to become the church in new and different ways, new paradigms. We've all heard that so many times before. But the question is always the same. Firstly, will we leave the boat? And secondly, will we have faith in ourselves when we step out of the boat to move forward? God continues to call us to difficult conversations, acts of generosity, ministers of reconciliation, courageous decisions. We begin with hope, but then we notice the waves, our limitations, there are criticisms, uncertainty, age, illness, failure. We begin to doubt ourselves. Perhaps we can't do this after all. Yet the good news is that Jesus does not wait for Peter to regain his confidence. He reaches out immediately. Grace arrives before Peter finds his footing. Christ's hand is stronger than Peter's fear. Faith, then, is not self-confidence alone, nor is it merely believing certain things about Jesus. Faith is trusting before Christ calls us, and because Christ calls us. Christ also sustains us. Our confidence rests not on our own strength, but in God's strength, God's faithfulness working through us. We, the church, always find ourselves in Peter's position. The seas are changing. Our certainties have disappeared. It is tempting to stay in the boat because it's familiar. We've been here for a long time. Or to lose heart once we step out and to immediately come back into the boat again. But discipleship, friends, as you know, has never been about remaining safe. It has always been about responding to Christ's invitation. When Jesus asks, "Why did you doubt?" perhaps he's reminding us who called us in the first place. The one who called us into deep waters is the same one who reaches out when we falter. So when the waves rise, and rise they will, we need not be paralyzed by fear, defeat, or self-doubt. We can keep our eyes on Christ. Take the next steps faithfully and trust even if we stumble, we will find a hand already reaching towards us. That's the promise of this gospel this morning. Not that we will never sink, but that we will never sink beyond the reach of Christ. Not that we will never sink. The promise is we will never sink beyond the reach of Christ. You've heard it before, by different people in different times, in different sermons and workshops, but we are a generation who are facing a new way of living. We are a church that are facing a new way of being, and we need to know what that looks like, and we need to step out and experience that. This boat that we have called the church, with all its institution and structures and plans and programs and all the campaigns that we've been part of, has served us well. But it was never meant to be a destination. It was only a vessel to get us to that destination. And we need to discover in our generation what that destination is. What will we look like when we step off the boat? And that's scary. It's very scary to step off the boat. But we need to do that to find out where God is calling us to be and what calling is God is calling us to do and what God is calling us to look like as we move forward. It is only the vessel. And as much as we love it, as much as we love the meetings, the organization, the planning, all of that stuff, it's time to look for a new way, a new direction. It is time to realize that this, with all its structures, is only the vessel to get us to where God wants us to be. Friends, in our generation, it is time to get out the boat. Join me in prayer. Loving God, we thank you that you have called us to be your people in this time and in this generation. You have called us to renew and to reshape and to reform. Give us the wisdom and the courage that we need. The courage that we need to step out this boat and find what you are calling us to become. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.